This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, allow us to express our greetings to each of you, and to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction, and that exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you once again refer to as your higher self. And you will find as well that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity once again is certainly enhanced by the energy that you are creating and sustaining throughout this interaction that we experience with you. And there's always, once again, that option to be involved in that communication is entirely within your choices and your capacity. Now, your reality is illusionary. You've heard us tell you that many, many times. It's an illusionary and yet very significant creation process. What you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you were involved in the creation process of. It only seems real because you choose at some level of your consciousness to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as a veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you exist and choose to remain within this vibrational level. This vibrational level is your creation. You as individuals and as a human consciousness are responsible for the creation of this reality in this vibrational level that you choose to exist in. There is no other entities or force or power that puts you in the position of being involved in this reality, in this vibrational level. You are here by choice, your choice. There are other, for lack of a better terminology, vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space as your vibrational level, as this one that you choose to exist in and to sustain and to create. Existing within the same time and the same space, with other entities, if you wish, other sparks of consciousness. Other intelligence, whatever terminology you wish to apply, involved in various types of creation in those various vibrational levels. And those other entities, if you wish, those other forces of energy are very similar to each of you. Similar in more ways than what you might imagine in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And those energies, those entities, exist in those vibrational levels by choice, as do you. Exist in this vibrational level by choice. This vibrational level has a rather unique characteristic which we have suggested many times does not exist throughout all of the other vibrational levels. And that is that you as entities existing within your vibrational level have chosen to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you exist within this vibrational level, while you choose to remain within this vibrational level. In the other vibrational levels, the creation process takes place with the understanding that the entities involved in the creation process are responsible for the realities that they create and experience. You, however, in your vibrational level, once again, choose to limit that understanding of who and what you truly are and of the process that you utilize in creating this reality, this illusionary reality. That veil puts you into a state, if you wish, that while you were in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that it is the real state, this illusionary reality that you're experiencing. And yet it is, once again, very illusionary, and it's also the most difficult reality for you to sustain. You, for lack of better terminology, expend huge amounts of energy in establishing and maintaining this illusionary reality that you choose to exist in. And in your awakened consciousness state, you, once again, go to great extents to validate and prove that it's real. For the very simple reason that you wish to experience realities that you believe you are not in control of, that allow you to experience a very intense range of emotions and feelings. That's not possible when you understand that you are absolutely in control of your reality. It doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It doesn't mean that it's superior or inferior. It's a creation process that you choose to be involved in. That there are, for lack of a better terminology, infinite entities who choose not to be involved in. It's not right or wrong. It's an individual choice. An individual choice that you maintain as you exist within this vibrational level, with the limitations that you choose to put in place. But it is very common in this vibrational level, throughout all of the other vibrational levels as well, is that the reality that you are experiencing is a validation of your belief system. Without exception. In the other realities, if you wish, in the other vibrational levels, the creation process is very similar. An individual holds certain belief systems that are experienced, if you wish, through a creative process of a reality that's not nearly as illusionary as the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state, but illusionary nonetheless. Illusionary from the aspect that it's within your capacity to alter it. The use of a vocabulary has its limitations in that when we suggest that something is illusionary, it signifies that perhaps it is insignificant. Whereas by illusionary we mean that it's within your capacity to easily alter, as you would an illusion. Significant, nonetheless, very significant. Now, in your awakened consciousness state, you once again believe that that's all there is for you to experience that's real, that the rest is illusionary. And it's very difficult to step outside of that belief system because it's a belief system that you agreed to participate in and to sustain on the human conscious level as a consensus when you entered into this vibrational level. And so it's difficult to step outside of that illusion. Not impossible, but very difficult. The irony of it is that when you step outside of that illusion and you begin to have absolute total understanding, chances are that you don't remain in this vibrational level. It loses its attraction. And so you, in your awakened consciousness state, have very, very definite limitations to what you believe is possible for you to achieve. As you alter your states of consciousness, the capacity for you to have what you refer to as an alteration of your reality becomes much easier. And yet, from your awakened consciousness state, those altered states of consciousness seem to be illusionary, and yet they are more real than this awakened consciousness illusionary state that you exist in. But nonetheless, that veil, if you wish, exists throughout all of the levels of consciousness that you experience while in this vibrational level. And so, while you can alter your consciousness to various degrees within this vibrational level, become very close to the understanding of who and what you truly are, and in your so-called level of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, even understand that you can make choices for belief systems to have experiences in so-called incarnational periods. And yet when you come to your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to understand that you made those choices, let alone have a complete memory of the level of consciousness from which you put in place the choices and decisions that influence the beliefs that you bring into an incarnational period. And so in these various levels of consciousness, while you can get glimpses, if you wish, of an understanding of the creation process, it becomes very difficult for you to bring back into your awakened consciousness state a full understanding of what the experience was. And yet, within each of you lies the answers to the questions that you desire. Within each of you is the capacity to, if you wish, for lack of better terminology, come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are. Within each of you is the ability to have access to all of the knowledge that you desire. Bringing that back into your awakened consciousness state becomes very difficult. Very difficult because you agreed to participate in this establishment and sustaining of the veil that limits your capacity to have that understanding, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but indeed to varying degrees throughout all of the levels of consciousness that you participate in. And yet we've suggested that it's possible for you to go with inside to find the answer. And although you may have difficulty in expressing verbally what those answers are, the understanding is there for you to experience. In that altered state of consciousness, you have the capacity to maintain an awareness, an understanding, if you wish, that you are allowing your so-called consciousness in the awake conscious part of your mind to become involved in the process of experiencing altered states of consciousness, be it a meditative state or a dream state. It's possible for you, should you believe, to take the so-called awakened consciousness portion of your intellect into that altered state of consciousness and to remain aware of what you are experiencing. And while, as we've suggested, it's difficult for you to come back into your awakened consciousness state with a full comprehension and an explanation of what it is you experience, you nonetheless can get a grasp of the concept and understanding of who and what you truly are. That's available to each of you. There are no limitations to the capacity for one to understand the spirituality of who and what you truly are. You have but to believe. You have but to go within thought. You have but to alter your consciousness while expressing the intent to remain aware of what it is that you're experiencing and to bring back into your consciousness some memory of that experience. When you have that experience, when you go within thought and you connect with, if you wish, the understanding that you are a piece of the One, that you are all that is, that you exist throughout this entire universe, you get an experience that allows you to have certain feelings and emotions. And when you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, you can maintain and retain a memory of that emotions and feelings. But it's very difficult for you to express to another entity or individual what that experience was. It's like trying to explain to someone who has existed in your so-called tropical areas and has never experienced what it's like to be involved in an environment that is perpetually frozen and give an explanation of what that's like that has any type of meaning to that individual who lives in the tropical area. Or conversely, to reverse the process and explain to someone who lived in a frozen type of environment continuously is what it would be like to exist in a tropical area without the capacity to have a past experience to rely upon. Then an explanation becomes very difficult and indeed impossible. And so it is when you experience that connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state and retain the memories of the emotions and feelings that you experienced. It defies an explanation. But nonetheless, you as an entity no longer require an explanation. You become quite confident in understanding that, as we suggest, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. This veil that you agree to participate in and to sustain exists, as we have suggested, throughout various levels of your consciousness. This ego, for lack of a better terminology, that you experience in your awakened consciousness state continues to attempt to have some type of an impact upon the experiences that you have in other levels of consciousness when you choose to bring your awareness to those other levels of consciousness. In other words, when you choose to meditate or to have what you refer to as lucid dreaming, you choose to take your awake consciousness state into those other levels of consciousness, and the ego that you are, that exists in your awakened consciousness state, continues to attempt to have some type of control over the reality that you're experiencing as a result, once again, of that veil that you choose to participate in sustaining. And so when you enter into a meditative state, many times you become, for many, involved in an experience where, first of all, there is this so-called awake consciousness mind that doesn't seem to wish to get out of the way. And so you're continuously bombarded with your so-called day-to-day experiences and activities and thoughts. You learn to put that aside. You learn to put that away. You learn to get past that, and then you get into a level of consciousness where you are entering into that meditative state, where you're not aware of the surroundings in your so-called awakened consciousness, physical experience. And in that level, again, as you attempt to take your so-called awakened consciousness, mind, awareness, the ego that you are continues to attempt to influence the experience. And so you have all of these illusionary realities that can be very inviting. And for many, that's as far as it gets. They get to that point, and it's a distraction. Like the busyness in your mind when you first began, you get to that level of meditation where you have these fantastic experiences occurring. And for many, that's it. That's what they desire to experience. That's where it ends. And so they come back from that altered state of consciousness feeling quite confident that it has been a very enjoyable experience. And we're not suggesting that it's not. Absolutely not. It can be a very fulfilling experience. And if that's what you desire, then that's what you shall experience. If you wish to come in contact, however, with that spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the experience in your awakened consciousness state as well as for those experiences that you're experiencing in that meditative state, then you put that aside. It's like a distraction. It's like the busy mind. You put it aside. You put it aside. And you go deeper, for lack of better terminology, or you alter your consciousness farther, whichever you wish. And you get into other layers, if you wish, of consciousness. You put it aside. You put it aside. Until it appears that there's nothing. Like there is nothing. And you begin to realize that that's everything. You begin to realize that that's who and what you truly are. And the experience can be overwhelming. And then give one a sense of well-being and a sense of understanding that it is indeed possible for you, while in your so-called incarnational period, to get a glimpse of an understanding of the magnitude and yet the smallness, if you wish, of who and what you truly are. When you reach that level of consciousness, while maintaining awareness, you begin to understand that there are no limitations other than the ones that you put in place. You begin to understand that you can and do experience realities in any area and in any atom that exists throughout your entire universe. The only limitation is that you choose to put in place the limitation. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. That's your creation. You are all that is. And it's possible for you to go with inside and to experience that you are all that is. That there is not one entity existing, not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are all one, and yet you are all separate. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. It's a paradox that defies an explanation, but it's within your capacity to experience. You have but to believe. Now, we would be willing to attempt to answer any questions that you might have for us. Well, either we've answered your questions or it's been a rather boring afternoon and we haven't stood up to me. Regardless, it has been very entertaining for us, and we would like to reassure you that these interactions give us an immense amount of pleasure. So you see, as we've suggested many times, we are not accessible to any knowledge that's inaccessible to either or any of you. We simply express to you that which you desire to hear. We are limited in our understanding of your creation process, limited in what it is that you tell us is possible or that you desire to experience. We don't have the capacity to understand or to have the ability to influence your reality or your creation process. We simply reflect back upon you that which you desire to hear and knowledge which is contained within each of you. And in return, we get the opportunity to experience, perhaps not firsthand, but nonetheless experience some indication of what it's like to have the intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience in your vibrational level. And as we interact with our friend Elias, we share that interaction and we allow our friend Elias to experience the understanding of who and what each of you truly are, while we, in return, experience those intense range of emotions and feelings, albeit second-hand, but nonetheless, our choice. You see, we have never experienced existing within your vibrational level, and we have no desire to do so. And we've said other interactions that we have had with a very much smaller number of individuals, we can't understand why the hell you would wish to be involved in this experience, let alone us choose to be involved. But nonetheless, we welcome the opportunity to have that experience through interactions with each of you and through our friend Elias. And so we are grateful to each of you. And in return, we would offer you that opportunity to interact with us. You have but to express the intent. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact, we would once again welcome that opportunity. And so, until the next time that you offer us the opportunity to share with you, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.
Did anyone else not feel that?